Weekend number 2 was just as joyous for Inside Out 2. The Pixar sequel collected $100 million in ticket sales in its second weekend, according to studio estimates Sunday, setting a new record for an animated movie in its follow-up frame in theaters. The previous best second weekend for an animated title was the $92 million for The Super Mario Bros. Movie. Only 6 movies ever have had better second weekends. In just a week and a half, Inside Out 2 inches has become 2024's highest-grossing film to date with $724.4 million globally, including $355.2 million in U.S. and Canadian theaters. That passes the $711.8 million worldwide total of Dune, Part 2. Inside Out 2 inches will likely blow through the $1 billion mark in about a week, which would make it the first film since Barbie to do so. The extent of the Inside Out 2 inches success startled Hollywood, which had grown accustomed to lower expectations as the film industry watched ticket sales this year slump about 40% below pre-pandemic totals, according to data firm Comscore, before Inside Out 2 came along. The record haul for Inside Out 2, though, recalled past years when $1 billion grosses were more commonplace for the Walt Disney Co. It is also a much-needed blockbuster for Pixar, which after experimenting with direct-to-streaming releases, reconsidered its movie pipeline and approach to mass audience appeal. Now, Inside Out 2, which dipped a mere 35% from its $154 million domestic debut, is poised to challenge The Incredibles 2 inches, $1.2 billion, for the all-time top-grossing Pixar release. It could also steer the venerated animation factory toward more sequels. Among its upcoming films is Toy Story 5, due out in 2026. For theater owners, Inside Out 2 inches could hardly have been more needed. But it also reminded exhibitors of how feast or famine the movie business has become in recent years. Since the pandemic, movies like Barbie, Spider-Man, No Way Home, and Top Gun, Maverick, have pushed ticket sales to record heights, but fallow periods in between box office sensations have grown longer. Ticket sales over Memorial Day last month were the worst in 3 decades. Some of 2024's downturn can be attributed to release schedule juggling caused by last year's writers' and actors' strikes. The biggest new release over the weekend was Jeff Nichols' motorcycle gang drama, The Bike Riders, a film originally slated to open in 2023 before the actors' strike prompted its postponement. The Bike Riders, starring Jodie Comer, Austin Butler and Tom Hardy, came in on the high side of expectations with $10 million from 2,642 venues in its opening weekend. The Bike Riders, which cost about $35 million to produce, was originally to be released by Disney before new Regency took it to Focus Features last fall. The strong business for Inside Out 2 inches appeared to raise ticket sales generally. Sony Pictures' Bad Boys: Ride or Die held well in its third week of release, collecting $18.8 million. It remained in second place. The Bad Boys sequel, starring Will Smith and Martin Lawrence, has grossed $146.9 million domestically thus far. Next week, the sci-fi horror prequel, A Quiet Place: Day One, and Kevin Costner's Western epic, Horizon, an American Saga, Chapter 1 Inch will hope some of the Inside Out 2 inches success rubs off on them. Estimated ticket sales for Friday through Sunday at U.S. and Canadian theaters, according to Comscore. Final domestic figures will be released Monday. 1. Inside Out 2, $100 million. 2. Bad Boys: Ride or Die, $18.8 million. 3. The Bike Riders, $10 million. 4. The Garfield Movie, $3.6 million. 5. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes, $3.6 million. 6. If, $2.8 million. 7. The Exorcism, $2.4 million. 8. Thelma, $2.2 million. 9. The Watchers, $1.9 million. 10. Ghost: Right Here Right Now, $1.5 million. Read also, Inside Out 2 feet scores massive $155 million opening.